This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's leading learning and technology e-magazine. I'm here at the SIIA EdTech Industry Summit in San Francisco, and I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Karen Billings, VP of the Education Division for the SIIA. Good afternoon, Karen, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a great opportunity.
Well, what a wonderful conference it's been so far. You've got a tremendous agenda, and really leading edge of well thought through hot issues and trends around cloud computing and mobile learning, to name a couple. And how did that evolve? You've really done a great job with that.
Yeah. Well, we have a steering committee that comes up with the theme and then also recommends speakers and recommends topics. But we actually had a conference in December called the EdTech Business Forum, and we talked about the changes that publishers were going through with their business models. And then we sort of expanded that, because this is a larger conference, to the just changes in business from the way products are developed to the way products are sold to the way products are used.
And it's really about meeting the needs of the market, isn't it? And I'm amazed at some of the conversations I have where, some of these startups or smaller players haven't done their homework. And most of the ones who are here, I suspect, have done. There are quite a number of premium branded companies and startups who are very promising.
The enjoyable part for me is the diversity of the companies here. Some of them are focused on content, some on administrative data, some on the private schooling, some on the platforms, and it's just this rich, varied set of ideas about helping schools use technology.
It's exciting times right now. I talk about a digital revolution, and you can sense the excitement in the air amongst the industry folks and the possibilities that some of the emerging technologies brings.
I sense that in the energy that's here this year. It's been a rough year for schools with the downturn in the economy and the results. And we didn't know if we were going to get any larger attention than we did last year. We thought we would. But for some reason, we had, about 50% more attendance than we had expected. But people are here because they want to share information, they want to learn, they want to be here, maybe because they think their competitors are going to be here and they don't want to miss out.
Well, that's, and congratulations to surpassing your attendance goals. And that speaks to the desire to have that face-to-face collaboration. This is truly a learning community that you've got here in attendance. And, we talk about PLNs for education leaders, but this is a PLN really for the EdTech industry leaders.
Yes, this is the eighth year that I've run this conference, and I swear that I could probably go out and talk to 50 people who have been here probably for each of those 8 years. The community is very stable compared to some of the other conferences even that we manage within our SIIA. We have a software division and a content division. And they don't have the single community of users because they're in a lot of different markets. The people don't know each other when they come to the conferences. Here, when people come to our conferences, they know they're going to see people that they know.
Well, it's been tremendous collaboration that I've been a part, and thank you for having Mindshare be a part of it. And you had a very important awards dinner last night, the CODI Awards, recognizing leadership in the industry. And wow, what an evening that was.
It was very exciting, and people come there very jazzed and excited, and it was fun to hear the cheers for people who won and to see some of the winners. I mean, if you look at the press release that we announced mm-hmm. today, the list of companies is very different. I mean, some of them are new, some of them have been around a bit, some of them have been around for a long time, but it's a great diversity again.
Well, the landscape is changing, and it's about innovation. And certainly, I commend you for your innovation. It was quite a highlight for our colleague Kathy Hurley to win the EdTech Impact Award, a former colleague of mine from the Learning Company. And wow, it was an inspiring evening. And congratulations on the excellent work. And you've got something up coming next for us event-wise?
Mm-hmm. November 28th and 29th in New York City, again at the Princeton Club. We will host our EdTech Business Forum. And that's just a day and a half, and it's more focused on the business and finance side of the business. But, again, it's just an interesting group of people. We will definitely have our traditionally good speakers, some new speakers. We try to, and I think we did that this year, we tried to get a number of speakers who either we haven't had before or who haven't spoken in quite a while.
Thank you so much for that, and congratulations on the successful conference. Hopefully you get a little time to rest up after this. You have not stopped the entire time.
Oh, I'm taking Friday off, so I'll have a four-day weekend.
Excellent. That was Karen Billings, Vice President, Education Division for the SIIA. My name is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report, and until next time, keep the learning curve steep.